times the war looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, my dream. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Cousin, are you ready to go? I thought we might have dinner at that new Chinese-Italian deli. I've heard great things about their mushu fettuccine.
Well, no time today, Valky. I'm busy researching a series we're doing on mass murders. It's really fascinating stuff. I've discovered that average people can turn out to be murderers. It could be the man in the bank with a nice smile. Could be the man in the barbershop with the little mustache.
Could be the man on the clock tower with the high-powered rifle.
Yes, it could. Well, I need to finish this research, so you'll excuse me?
Okay, Cousin. I'll bring you home some fortune cannoli.
Thank you. Mabel Alice Stallings, as she is escorted into court under heavy security to stand trial for murder. Oh, my Lord! It's Marianne!
Larry, it has to be a mistake.
Jennifer, face the facts. The woman you share an apartment with is a homicidal psychopath.
Larry, you've got to stop watching America's Most Wanted. Marianne is my best friend. I think I would know if she were a mass murderer.
Well, I don't think that's something you share, even with your best friend. Jennifer, you can't deny the fact. Fact! Marianne's picture is in the archive. Fact! When someone changes their identity, they always keep the same initials. Mabel Alice Stallings, Marianne Spencer. Same initials. M-A-S. Fact!
Hi, Cousin. Hi, Jennifer.
Valky?
Yeah.
Why do you have a television strapped to your back?
Because the refrigerator almost killed me.
Now, Valky, why do you have any appliances strapped to your back?
I'm training, Cousin. I'm building up the old ham things. Marianne and I are going to Mount Whitefish this weekend. We're going to climb Needle Nose Peak.
Valky, Jennifer and I are dealing with something very important. So could you please do this somewhere else?
Sure, but we'll have to do it over here.
No, not there.
I could do it on my bed.
No.
I could do it on the counter, but that would be a stretch.
No. Valky, use the stairs.
Listen, the stairs are not really a challenge. And Mrs. Schlegelmilch don't need her TV back until Nightline.
Go now.
Okay.
Now, where was I?
Fact.
Right. Fact! Marianne is going to spend the weekend alone with Valky. I can't let him go.
Oh, Larry, would you listen to yourself? Now, Marianne and I have known each other all our lives. We grew up together. We went to school together. We're inseparable.
Really? You've never been apart?
Well, we did lose touch for a couple of years.
Uh-huh. And would that be between 84 and 85?
Well, yes.
Fact! All the murders were committed in 1984 and 1985.
Larry, it's just a coincidence.
Well, did she ever tell you what she was doing during those years you were apart?
Well, no, she doesn't like to talk about that time in her life. She calls it her dark years.
Well, that has a nicer ring than my murdering psychotic years.
Wait. Explain this to me. If Marianne is this Mabel Alice Stallings, why isn't she in jail? It says right here she was on trial for murder.
Because I found out she was acquitted. They never found the body. In fact, she was tried for murder 4 times, and none of the bodies have ever been found.
Larry, I'm going upstairs to wait for Marianne to come home.
No, you can't do that.
Larry, I'm going. Now, when Marianne gets home, I'm going to bring her downstairs, and we'll clear this whole thing up, okay?
Okay. But whatever you do, don't call her Mabel.
Look what I got Marianne. I bought her this because she was complaining that she didn't have a good camping hatchet.
No hatchet.
No, Cosi, be careful. It's very sharp. Marianne said she needed a hatchet that was a razor sharp.
So you went out and got it for her? What is the matter with you? Are you out of your mind? Don't you see what's going on here?
All I see is a man with tremendous mood swings. I mean, first you're up, then you're down, then you're over here, then you're over there. I mean, what is this emotional roller coaster you're on? Is something bothering you?
Yes. Something is bothering me. Balky, listen. Suppose someone who was close to you, someone you thought you knew really well, did a hideous, horrible thing.
You drank milk out of the carton again, didn't you?
Hi, Balky. Huh? Hi, Larry. Oh, Balky, is this my camping hatchet?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Where's Jennifer?
Oh, she's gone.
What do you mean, gone?
She was called to fill in on a flight to Hong Kong.
I believe you. You have no reason to lie to me.
Gotta run.
Balky! Mary Ann killed Jennifer.
What?
Don't you understand? Marianne is a mass murderer.
Now, Coulson, it's one thing to call her a lousy bowler, but now you've gone too far.
I gotta call the police.
Coulson, are you out of your mind? Marianne didn't kill Jennifer. Jennifer's on her way to Hong Kong. And the police are too busy for you to send on some wild moose chase.
Balky, I have proof that Marianne is a murderer. Look!
That's a very nice picture of Marianne.
Read the caption.
Mabel Alice Stallings as she is escorted into court under heavy security to stand. Trial for murder. Mabel Alice Stallings is a dead ringer for Marianne. Now, what are the chances of that happening? 1 in 1,000?
Balky, if you go on this trip with Marianne, she'll kill you just like she killed Jennifer. I never even had a chance to say goodbye. Hello, Jennifer. Jennifer? It's Jennifer.
Well, feed me carbos and call me fatty.
Listen, just cough once if Marianne is making you say this. It's all right. I'll stop acting like this. No, I understand. You don't want to marry a crazy man. Yeah, I'll talk to you when you get back.
That was Jennifer?
Yeah. He was calling from the airport.
The airport, on her way to...
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong. So that would indicate that Marianne didn't kill her. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, if you'll excuse me, cousin, I've got a camping trip to pack for, but hey, now that you've solved the Jennifer murder, maybe you can figure out who killed Laura Palmer.
I am so embarrassed. I made a complete fool out of myself, running around saying that someone as sweet as Marianne killed four men and Jennifer. Well, I'm sure there's a logical explanation for this picture.
There is. Marianne is a mass murderer.
What?
Larry, look at the facts. The picture, the dark years, the hatchet.
But Jennifer's alive and in Hong Kong.
Of course she's in Hong Kong, so she won't be a witness to the murder. You do not have to be Columbo to figure out what's going on around here.
Well, I can't let Balky go on that trip with Marianne.
If you do, he's a dead man.
Mr. Gorpley, where's Balky?
Oh, he's on his way to some mountain.
What?
Well, he said he was going away for the weekend. I told him to take the rest of the day off and get an early start. Wait a minute. I was nice, and I got nothing out of it.
I have got to get to that mountain and save Balky. I just hope it's not too late.
I'm stuck, my feet hurt, and I just dropped my water bottle. This is fun.
Don't worry, I'll throw down a rope to help you.
Hold it right there, Mabel.
Larry, what are you doing here? And who's Mabel?
Oh, please. I know all about you. You may be good, but not good enough to outsmart Larry Appleton. Now, where's Balky?
Balky's stuck, and I was just about to throw this rope down to help him.
Nice try, Mabel.
Larry, what are you doing?
I'm making sure that you don't get away. And then I am going to save Balky. Jennifer, when I say you are out of the wedding. Balky, hang on. It won't be long now. Tie first, then throw. Tie first, then throw.
Larry, that's not a good idea.
Oh, and I suppose murdering my best friend is a good idea?
No, that's not a good idea either.
Hang on, Balky. Hang on. I'm coming.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Nothing can keep me from you. Cousin, glad you could drop in. Where do I come up with them?
Oh. Balky, thank God you're safe.
Cousin, I'm fine, but you seem a little bit upset. You seem like a person who's at the end of his rope. Where do I come up with them?
Oh. All right, Balky, there's no time for jokes.
I've come here to save you. Now here, grab this rope.
Okay, question. I have a question. Is this rope secure? Because Marianne always says that one of the first rules of rock climbing is to make sure that your lifeline is anchored safely.
Balky, when Larry Appleton ties a knot, it stays tied. Balky, we're trapped. There's no way out.
Cousin, we're not trapped. Marianne is still on top of the mountain. We'll just ask her to throw a rope down. Marianne!
It's going to be tough for her to do.
Why?
I tied her up.
Why did you do that?
I tied her up because she's trying to kill you.
Cousin, I told you once, I told you twice, I told you two times. Marianne is not trying to kill me. Ah! 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 Cousin. Eye contact. Good. Now, Cousin, whatever you do, don't even think about falling down, because if you fall, you're going to have plenty of time to think about it on the way down. Now, I got to get over there, so just let me through. I got to get through, okay?
Okay.
I got to get through.
Okay.
I got to get through.
What?
I got to get through.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm going to go behind.
Okay. All right.
Be careful.
Okay.
It's a trap. How did she get loose?
Marianne, how you did get loose?
Oh, Larry couldn't tie a knot if his life depended on it.
Would you like to go first?
Balky, I'm telling you, it's a trap. If we grab onto that rope and try to climb up, she'll let go and we'll hit the ground so hard they'll take us home in a pizza box.
Well, I trust Marianne, and I'm going to climb up this rope. Now, Marianne wouldn't do anything to harm either one of us. So I'm going to climb up this rope and... if you want to stay here, then you sue yourself. Marianne, I'm coming. We have any of those tuna sandwiches left?
Well, I'll be fine. I'll take my chances climbing down.
I'm sure Marianne can solve this mystery.
You see, they got the captions on these two pictures mixed up. This is a picture of me at the police academy graduation with my boyfriend.
Wait a minute, is that Tim Dark? I used to date him.
Well, after you and
Tim broke up, we went out for 2 years. I was afraid you might get mad, so I never showed you that picture.
So that's why you called them the dark years. I guess these are the Bartakumus years.
Well, I guess I owe everybody an apology. Should I do them one at a time or all together?
Well, when he embarrasses us, it's usually a group apology. But when he lies, it's mostly individual. Then there was the time we got those gift certificates.
Nice.
So I guess we'll do for individual. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Individual.
Marianne, I'm sorry. I thought you were a homicidal maniac who killed my fiance and was going to kill my best friend.
Oh, that's okay, Larry.
Balky, I'm sorry I almost got you killed on the side of the mountain.
Oh, come on. Don't worry about it, Corson. I'm just sorry that forest ranger had to see you cry.
Jennifer, I'm sorry for making you feel like you're engaged to a crazy man.
Well, Larry, I'm flattered that you were so concerned about me, but frightened by how quickly you lose touch with reality.
I promise, it won't happen again. Now, what do you say we all go out and have a nice, quiet dinner?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This isn't over, Appleton. I'd sleep with one eye open if I were you.
This is Ted Koppel. Later tonight on Nightline, the president sends a bold message to Iraq. Peace is possible, but get out of Kuwait and release all the hostages first.
Now stay tuned for Going Places.